More than 1,500 pilgrims are expected to take off from the Tamale International Airport to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, with the first batch of 500 pilgrims to leave today. The next batch, which is another 500, will leave tomorrow, August 20, and the third batch of another 500 will leave on August 21. This is the first time pilgrims are moving directly from Tamale to Jeddah. The National Hajj Board said the move will make it convenient for all prospective pilgrims from the three regions of the north who hitherto had to travel to Accra. We've been joined on the line by our northern regional correspondent, Mutala Issa, to give us an update. Good morning, Mutala.
Good morning, Yvonne.
How has preparations for the trip gone so far?
Well, I must say everything has been smooth so far. Yesterday, we were at the airport, and there were final steps to the runway light, the ground light that give the flight the indication as to whether they are on the runway or not. And we also have the Hajj village, which has been completely done at the Tamale Jubilee Park. And as of yesterday, about 6 p.m., there were some pilgrims who had started arriving. Expectations are that this morning at 6 a.m., check-in will start. And then 2:30 this afternoon, the first flight is taking off from the Tamale International Airport.
So can we say that the 500 pilgrims are ready to take off as planned?
They are ready to take off. And as we speak now, check-in is ongoing at the Hajj village. Now, let me add that this has become possible following the expansion of the runway from 2,600 meters to 3,500. Now, I'm told by a technical person at the airport that any flight at all can now land and take off. If you're also familiar with the Tamale Accra, Accra Tamale flying, you might have heard at times that aircraft cannot land or take off, or cancellation of flights as a result of bad weather. But with the current system that is in place, aircraft can land and take off at any time, even in bad weather.
So what else can you tell us about security at the Hajj village and at the airport?
Well, yesterday we went to the airport. It was quite difficult for us to get in. There were serious checks going on. The security chief there, Kojo Buachi, told us yesterday that everything is in place, including telecommunications, gadgets. Everything has been made in preparation towards this grand occasion. Remember, it is the first time that we are experiencing this kind of flying from Tamale straight to Jeddah. Hitherto, all pilgrims across the country have to fly to Kotoka International Airport. So this is the situation we have in Tamale. It is a historic moment, and it is expected that the president would be here today to inaugurate and see off the pilgrims.
Okay, that'll be all for now. Thank you very much for talking to us. Mutala Issa is our Northern Regional Correspondent, giving us an update on the first batch of Hajj pilgrims to fly from Tamale Airport.